everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We have a major announcement to share with you all from both of us, not just one of us, but we have a major announcement to share. I mean, as y'all have seen, we've taken a few hiatuses here recently in the past.
In between episodes.
Past 5 months. Yeah. Yeah. So we've been just going through some stuff, but nothing bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. We don't want this intro to sound like, yeah, it's something depressing that happened. But yeah, we really didn't know. We already made this announcement to our family and, you know, like close social media friends, I guess you can say. But this is something we kind of didn't really know how to do for the podcast. So we thought we just might as well.
We wanted to make sure it was special too. Like, we didn't just want to like spring it, you know, post it on social media. Like, we thought, why not have just like its own episode?
Exactly. So something you want to go ahead and say it?
Yes. So,
I mean, some people may already know that are watching this.
So, yes. Already, you know, by what we've already said, but yeah, so I'm going to be a mama. I got my mama shirt on.
Oh, yeah. You ready? Well, yeah, that already from the beginning. You see the mama shirt.
No, actually, I had it covered.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, I just saw that.
We're going to be parents, guys.
Yes.
Coming May 2023.
Yes. Yep. So, we're having a baby.
Yes, we are.
We are having a baby. So,
a baby Kaven universe.
Yeah. So, you know, we picked I'm pretty tired today. I haven't had much sleep. So, you know, we picked an interesting day to do this episode, but nonetheless, you know, We're both super excited.
Yeah, we are.
We really are. Especially if, you know, you're the few that have been listening since, you know, the beginning. you know, the things we've been through and just how special this is. You know, I don't mean to take her to the dark route, but, you know, just there's times where you kind of, someone may ask themselves, like, what am I here for? What's my purpose? You know, what am I doing with my life? Why does my life feel like it's going this direction instead of the way I always thought it was going to go? And then things just,
it just happens. And it's just like so crazy because it happens at like the time when you need it most.
Right. It's like, even if it's like negative things or bad things you may go through in your life, it still seems like things fall into place to where, like, things happen when they need to happen.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's good or whether it's bad. I mean, this is obviously good, but, you know, I'm speaking to before this moment where I might have felt like, you know, my life was going down a dark path or something.
Yeah.
It's like, this is an amazing, beautiful reminder. Yes. And gift. That's actually a gift. Yeah.
Yes.
Just how beautiful life is.
Yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I mean. How do you feel?
I feel like this is something that I'd like to share to everybody because it just proves to me like that, like not really manifesting, but like talking out loud, like putting your feelings out there. Like before we found out, I think I've told you this already, but before we found out that I was pregnant, I remember specifically having like a drive to myself, just running errands, right, having a drive to myself alone in the car. And I'm talking out loud, not necessarily to somebody, just out loud, thinking like exactly what you're just saying. Like, where's my life going? What am I going to do with my life? And then I swear, like weeks later, we find out this news. And it just like, it brought me back to that conversation that I had with myself that I was like, oh, this is it. Right. So this is the next step. This is our next chapter. And so
exactly the next chapter. Just, that's really what it feels like. And, you know, I think what it is. The next chapter in our lives. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but that's all I was going to say.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, that not only are we having a baby, but we know the gender.
Yeah, we do.
And we've announced the gender.
Yeah, we do.
So we are having a little girl.
There she is.
Little girl.
There
I mean,
she is.
Wow. Talk about, like I said, just things.
Yeah.
Like.
We thought, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we thought that. Us saying, like, cause since from the beginning we said, like, you know, everybody has their, you know, we're just happy with what we have. But, you know, everybody wants their, well, what do we prefer, you know, or what would I like to have first?
Right.
And we said so many times, girl, 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 that we got to the point where we were like, okay, we need to stop because we're going to just jinx it.
I really thought. And, but then, like, we had everyone saying, and, you know, like I said, if you're familiar with the show, you know, we had a whole episode about my mother. You know, my mother passing away in 2020, and, you know, it just, like I said, reminders and gifts that come that, you know, when we found out we're having a baby, before we knew the gender, I really, you know, like the typical, you know, guy always wants a son. You know, of course, we'll get there.
Yeah.
But I really was hoping for a little baby girl. Mm-hmm. This was the gift that we needed.
Yes.
And yeah, and it happened. So that's that. Just like I said, it's just amazing how things line up in life.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
How are you feeling? How are some of your, because obviously, I mean, for, you know, it was both of our first kid, you know, your first time mom, me first time dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just kind of been, you know, cruising. I've been researching. I've been reading my baby books and,
yeah,
you know, for sure. Googling some stuff. And now all our, like, social media feeds and ads are all baby stuff.
Yes.
Especially you.
Oh, yeah, my whole TikTok feed, like, is, you see me sometimes in bed scrolling and it's like baby, baby,
yeah,
baby, pregnancy.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, this obviously is going to change us, but I don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't want to turn into one of those parents that are just like my whole persona is just like, you know, dad this and
right.
mom this, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think we'll be there yet. Maybe after like kid two or three.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
But for right now, like, it feels like I kind of want to, we're not going to, basically what I mean by just saying that is we're not going to, you know, turn this whole podcast into, you know, a baby podcast.
Yeah.
But we are going to, like, it is going to be fun, especially for our first kid, to kind of share our journey,
yes,
like what we're going through here and there, because yes, obviously, well it's kind of like, yeah, let's talk about the elephant in the room, because you were saying that we, you know, like you just said, we've been going on hiatuses and stuff. With this baby, obviously, like I said, our life is changing, and we are going to kind of hopefully share that transition and that change in our lives through this podcast. And even it's like crazy to think about. I was thinking about the other day, like, you know, if YouTube's around, if, you know, our show is still around and we hadn't deleted it, if something were to happen,
yeah,
or, you know, our daughter, you know, and future kids can go back and like watch this time in our lives, like, I think it's just a different world that our kids are going to grow up than we did.
That's,
you know,
very true.
I know it's different than other generations, but just like our generation, it's going to be, mm-hmm, so different. Mm-hmm. So what's the future of this podcast to you with this baby coming? What are we going to do about this podcast?
I would say that, I mean, I could probably tell you now that come May, I'm not sure like how often we'll be doing the podcast, just because we're going to be like sleep deprived. We're going to be like, obviously 100% all of our focus is going to be on our baby. And so it's like, I'd like to continue to still do it as much as we can. And then as soon as we can pick back up, you know, I'd like to still continue doing it. And then, like you said, like we can take her along. Like we could do like check-ins, you know, this podcast doesn't have to be about like how you said, we're not going to turn it into a mom and dad podcast, but I feel like it would be kind of cool that like once she is here, like we could do like what our first three months has been as parents or something like that, you know, like kind
right,
of give like
right.
our.
Well, I was more talking about like, because obviously we're not going to quit.
Right.
Well, I mean, yeah. So you touched on what I was talking about, but right, obviously we're not going to quit. So yeah, I guess we'll have to just cross that bridge when we get to it.
That's how I feel too. Yeah, like it's kind of hard for me to really like elaborate more on that because
yeah,
for that reason.
But no, just like you were saying, good little check-ins here. I mean, because
right,
you know, I'm sure if you're into this podcast, you know, hopefully you enjoy our company as we enjoy your company.
Yeah.
And you just want to, yeah, we got to share more, I guess, personal stories and personal stuff. And yeah, it's just gonna be fun. It's gonna
yeah,
be fun.
It is. It's going to be an experience. And I'm already experiencing it. Like you said, back to the original question of like how like we've been feeling and how like what's we've been dealing with. I am experiencing like these first time pregnancy symptoms that I didn't even like know existed. Like I am constantly doing research. Like my sciatica has really been hurting me in my back. And I look up that it's like because I'm carrying extra weight now. And for those of you who are probably asking, I'm 18 weeks now. So we've known for 4 or 5 months already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
we
just,
honestly held off on the announcement because we just wanted to make a Christmas
yeah,
theme announcement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the main reason why we held off so long.
Yes. And then I guess for my personal reason, too, would just be like, and I know other first time moms probably think the same way I do, is just like you want to get to a point to where you know everything's okay. right? Like enough time to be able to say like, okay, I feel like we're in a good spot. Let's tell people. Because that's always the exciting part. Mm-hmm. I think our announcement broke Facebook.
It broke Facebook. It was like glitching out.
It was glitching. Yeah. People loved it. But so just these first time pregnancy symptoms that they don't tell you about, like my chapped lips. I know some people know what I'm talking about. My chapped lips, the back pain, my knees been hurting, my titties are sore as fuck. So
your feet.
My feet. Yeah, you were rubbing my feet the other night. I'm like asleep and I wake up, you're rubbing my feet and you're like, man, they're so swollen. I'm like, see, like it just happens.
Wow. Well, so,
and it's pretty interesting. I think we should touch on real quick. Like, I'm 18 weeks, so we found out at about 6 weeks, and it was only because,
you missed your period.
Yeah, I missed my period. That was why I knew. I knew after a month that had gone by, I was like,
okay, so let's start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
So obviously, there's always, we've had. I don't even want to call them now that you're pregnant. I don't even want to call them pregnancy scares at that point, because at the point in our life, there wasn't really a such thing as a scare. Like mm-hmm. pregnancy scare is like when you're not in the position or in the right mindset to be a parent. But I feel like we were like kind of ready for it. We were just kind of like, we were ready for it, but we knew it was going to happen when it happened. Of course, everybody wants to say like, oh, I know, or I've told you this. It's like, oh, I want to wait until, we're financially stable and we have this and we have this and we can do this and we can do that. We're going to wait until we do this with our kid. A lot of people say that, and the universe doesn't work like that. Mm-mm. The universe doesn't work like that.
We don't get to choose.
So we as long as we've been together, we've talked about and wanted kids. Mm-hmm. And we just knew that, it was going to happen when it happened, and now it happened. So when we first, so we experienced this was pregnancy, what do you want to call it? New word. We need a new word.
There has been multiple times that I've, of course, had to take pregnancy tests and they just come out as negative.
Yeah.
So not pregnancy scares, maybe pregnancy, I don't know, incidents. I don't know. I can't think of a good word. But yeah, it's just what he's saying is that there's been multiple times that I've had to take a test and, it ended up being negative, and then, I get my cycle. So, but this time around, I did not get my cycle, and I knew that when a certain date came, which was, I think in this case, it was September 15th. So that if September 15th comes, babe, I need to go get a test. And then he went that day, the 15th.
Okay,
for me.
We don't need to know the little details. Like, I went to the store, I walked into the aisle, I grabbed the test.
I didn't know.
So fast forward to when you took it and how you told me.
Yeah, I took it as soon as I woke up, and I waited about a good 5 minutes, and then I went into the room, and I woke him up because it's early in the morning. I just gotten up for work. I woke him up and I say, "Babe." And you wake up, and I'm like, it says yes. And you're like, what? Like, you just woke up.
I literally, I'm in deep sleep. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I wake up to you. And
I'm holding the test.
And she's standing on the edge of the bed holding the test.
And you're like, what?
I was like, I was still in half a dream. Yes. I was like on a spaceship.
You thought you were in a dream.
Flying down.
You thought you were in a dream. And I just kept saying, like, it says yes. It's yes. Like, tears are already coming out of my eyes.
And I just jumped up and held you. And
it was definitely
tears started coming out of my eyes. And
a surreal, like, is this real?
I just, exactly. I remember both of us just being so happy.
Yeah. Like, instantly, wow. Like, there was never, like, any sadness or, like, fear or... I still don't really feel that. I feel more happiness more than anything.
See, that's what I'm worried about. Because everybody, you hear everybody when they have kids, everybody says they're scared or they're nervous. But, like, I don't feel that. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's, I'm that kind of, it's good, but also kind of worries me. Like, why don't I, you know, is it just going to come in a huge pan? Like, you know, it's going to come later. I know obviously it's going to come later, but how is it going to come? If I don't have that worry now, is it just going to hit me all at once in a huge panic attack? So that's right. Kind of what I'm scared that I'm not scared. I'm worried that I'm not scared or I'm not nervous because I just think it's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be awesome.
I've always just couldn't wait to be a parent. Like I said, I've always just laid out that path in my life that, oh, it's going to happen whenever this. And it's like, dude, like I'm going to be 30 next year. Like it's time for me to spread my seed.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah, I love it so much.
You know, and you know, I just, this is how I've wanted, you know, my life to go. Obviously, like not everybody wants kids. But me, I knew I've always wanted, you know, to have a kid, but I just never knew when.
Yeah.
You know, that was always the hard part, the question mark.
I know I've always wanted to be a mom. And let me tell y'all this crazy, crazy thing that we realized. And we realized this in the early on. But I always told myself that I wanted to have a baby by the time I was 23. And here I am, 25. But to me, I think the universe wasn't telling me, no, not 23. They'll come 2023. And I'm like, oh.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. That's
very,
right?
Wow.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I've always had the 23 in my head. And I thought that it's, by the time I am that age. But nope. Wow. 2023 is the year.
Yeah.
So it's pretty insane.
And well, see, having a kid, I guess thinking about it beforehand, the main thing that worried me before, you know, you were pregnant about thinking about having children has been the one thing that's kind of been the easiest during this whole time is the doctor's office and the doctor's visits and, you know, having to do all this stuff for the doctor. It's like, it's been so smooth.
We look forward to them.
Yes. It's been like, so smooth. That's the one thing that worries me is having to go to the checkups and, you know, this and that and dealing with all that doctor stuff. But man, I'm telling you, like I don't know if it's just how things have advanced. Just like things are so smooth.
It's true, but I think we're really lucky to have the people that we do.
Yeah,
that are going to be taking care of us because that's and then getting to see the baby
every
it.
Time. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah,
or hear the baby.
Yes, hearing her. Yes.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So yeah, that was the main thing that worried me before I had my kids, and now I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. This is going pretty smooth so far. So when is shit going to hit the fan?
And I didn't have any experience, any nausea. I didn't have morning sickness. That scared me for a while until I got over the point to where I entered my second trimester. My doctor's like, okay, if you're having morning sickness, it should kind of ease by now. I'm like, I never really had any at all.
Yeah,
so I kind of lucked out. So it's been really... It's been really good.
What other pregnancy symptoms have you been getting? Munchos?
Oh, my God. The raging hunger.
Yeah, I just say that because I just saw the honey bun next to you.
Oh, yeah. I brought a little snack to the podcast. But yeah, no, I swear. Like, this second I wake up in the morning, I have to put something in my mouth because that's what she said.
So you got pregnant. Well, I mean, obviously it doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
but.
Exactly. But yeah, no, like, I literally, like, I never was a cereal person in the morning, and I feel like cereal is the easiest thing for me because before I got pregnant, I didn't really feel the need to eat as soon as I woke up. Like, I'm kind of like you. Like, I have to wait 2 business days.
Yeah, but... and we like today, when I was working earlier and you just walked in and got a bowl of cereal and just walked away, I was like, did you just get a bowl of cereal? Yeah, we both, I mean, that's one thing. We both work from home, and we both work from home. So do you think that's going to be an advantage, hopefully?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely,
helping with the baby.
I see so many women on TikTok that struggle with, you know, because in the U.S. you don't get that long, or in United States, I guess, it's like a thing. It's like a people, you know, make big deals about it. But like in places like the UK, other countries, like you get like a year off for maternity leave.
Wow.
And in the U.S. you get like a maximum like 12, 14 weeks. I don't know exactly what it is, but yeah, it's hard for parents who, because your baby still needs you after 12 weeks, like every hour, probably, like whether you're pumping, breastfeeding, whatever, but your baby still needs you. You can't be gone 8 hours of the day. It really sucks. It's really sad. And I'm like thankful that we're not gonna have to deal with that.
And well, because your job is a little more, I guess, a little I don't know which one would be stricter, because I do like that. I mean, if need be, you know, I can step away you know, from,
me too.
Yeah. Me too. Okay. Yeah. I guess we both have that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah. I think it'll be really, really easy that way.
Yeah. Really, we need to step away for like 5-10 minutes. That's, mm-hmm. yeah, that's going to be good.
Like right now, during my work, like I piss like 15,000 times a day. And so if I like, because I have to let them know, like, hey, I'm stepping away real quick, I'll put going to the restroom real quick. And they'll even like comment back like, dang, like, you know, that yeah. pregnancy bladder, like, you know, they care. They know. So,
yeah, that's the only thing about working from home is that you got to like every little thing, like you got to tell them like, hey,
yep. Yep.
You know, why were you gone for 10 minutes? I was taking a shit.
Got a problem.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm going to crack over this honey bun. You constantly have to have snacks. The baby loves to eat at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's literally a new thing. You wake up at 4 a.m.
Every single day. Like, you already know, like, oh, what can I get you? Like, if I
wake yeah, because I'm usually up already. Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. Our sleep cycles. Like, yeah. Literally, you're going to have the baby in the AM hours, and I'm going to have the baby in the PM hours. Speaking of which, we got some baby questions here to ask, and I guess that's going to be the first one. Is I don't know, was there a question about shifts, about night, about when, who's going to have the baby? Because, like, I know I'll be up all night. I already know. I've already pictured it. You know, I want the, you know, I'm going to have the baby sling, and I'm going to be here playing video games.
Yeah, you want the rolling, the little rolling bassinet thing?
Yeah.
What it's called?
Yeah.
On wheels to be able to just take it at wherever?
Yeah, we got to start putting some things in the registry for the shower.
We got to make a registry now yeah. that we announced it. That's all yeah. I was waiting for.
We didn't do a gender reveal because we honestly didn't want to, because we didn't want
to
wait.
We needed to know right away.
ASAP.
Uh-huh.
And
we both did the blood test.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it came about 2 weeks after we did the blood test. And, you know, I think you had just woken up and I was like, hey, like, I just got this email. Let's open it. So... it's just, I still have the screenshot. It tells me, it's like an automated system or whatever. It's like, I can tell what the gender of your baby is. Would you like to know? Click yes. And then literally says, based on your results, the gender of your baby has come out to 99.9% girl, female.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
I'm just like imagining that moment.
I know, right? You still remember that?
Yeah.
Those immediate tears.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. Let's get into some of these questions. So, of course, because this is a special baby episode, there's going to be no Cave in News, no Mushroom Galaxy. Speaking of which, we'll announce the change to Mushroom Galaxy next time.
The DJ over here.
Yeah. Yeah, and in place of this or that questions, we got some baby questions.
Yeah.
Some, I guess, predicting the future, I guess, or planning the future.
I like
more
that.
Planning the future.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. Who would change more diapers? Definitely you.
Yeah. I'm assuming me.
You got poo-poo duty.
No, I can't wait till there's like one just big massive explosion. I'm like, babe.
Yeah, like, see, that's going to be an interesting transition, because my version of changing the diaper is like putting her in a bath every time.
Yes, it's like,
yeah,
you know, you can't bathe her. You can't bathe them that often, I don't think. I don't think it's good for them. I got to do more research on that.
That was comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I was joking. But
yeah, no, I just been meaning to tell you that, though.
No, but I'm sure that's just something like, that's another thing. You know, I've been talking to a lot of, you know, friends and family that they have kids, and one of my friends, you know, Walt, obviously, you know, no friend of the show, been on the show,
yeah,
was telling me, it's like, and that's the craziest and most interesting or fascinating thing that I think about having kids, is just I'm so fascinated with the traditional passing on of the gene, the evolution, the, you know, the DNA, like that,
yeah.
That science part, like, fascinates me. And you know, we, you know, if you're here, you know, you come from a line of, you know, thousands and, you know, thousands and possibly millions of years,
yeah,
of species having babies, you know,
literally.
And Walt told me that it just, when you have that, when you have a kid, it just that instinct kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
It just kicks in.
Yeah.
And you just know what to do. You know,
yeah.
And I think that's one thing, like, right now, I'm going to be honest, I can't imagine changing diapers, but obviously that's the one thing that, or the main thing that we're going to be doing every day is, you know, changing diapers.
Yeah.
So I know naturally, like, obviously, if the dog poops, you get a poop bag and you pick it up and you throw it out.
Right.
So I know when we have our daughter, it's just going to come naturally. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, I'll change her. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of it now, like, I hate to sound like the typical douche, but the idea of it now sounds gross. But I know when we have, you know, when she's here, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is my, you know, another fascinating thing. Not only is this a version of me, it's a version of me. Combined with the number one person I love in this world, which is you.
Yeah,
so just like that, that's, yeah. If you, I guarantee most atheists don't have kids because you have a kid, there's something you feel like, and she's not even here yet, and I already feel like there's something bigger out there.
Yes.
That just like, that feeling just kind of proves it to me.
Yeah.
I don't need to know anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, the science behind it could be the question to how, not the question to why.
Exactly.
So, yeah, do you think you're going to change more diapers or me?
I think I will. Okay. I think I will.
Okay. You want to ask the next one.
Who will be the most?
I haven't had much sleep, guys.
Yeah.
It's been this whole past week. It's been 4 hour sleep nights.
You know? Yeah. It's been tough.
Because I get off work and then I stay up all night and then I wait as soon as the sun comes up and got to work on the ranch.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because, yeah, I can't get things done in the afternoon. So I literally have to wait up all night until the sun comes out and then work for, you know, a couple hours.
Right.
And
then
go to sleep. So, yeah, my schedule's all mixed up, people.
Who would be the more patient parent?
I think me.
I think you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm going to be, like, impatient to the point where I'm, like, I mean, I don't even know, like, not frustrated or anything like that.
Well, I already told you, like, I tell you with the animals, I'm like, you're going to have to get mad at them.
Yes.
Like, I don't want them to know that I'm mad at them.
Literally, you got to get mad at them. You do say that. But, yeah, I think you'll be the one to have a little bit more patience.
Yeah.
Because, like, how you are with the animals, too. Like, if I see that they're doing something bad, like, I'll get mad at them and move on. But you're, like, if you get mad at them, you, like, have to go cuddle them immediately. Like,
yeah,
to, like, be, like, apologetic.
Yeah, I've always been that way. That's why, like, I can't be mean to people. Because I always feel bad afterwards.
Yeah.
Right, Katie, she knows talking about her. Okay, so who will be more nervous, what, during labor and delivery? Oh, me.
Me?
You think so?
I'm already, like, I think about it all the time. Like, I don't know what I'm going to go
I'll be
through.
Nervous for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I see what you, yeah.
But for the, you'll be more obviously nervous you. For me. I'll be more nervous about the actual, like, I guess, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. For the actual experience of it. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I think, like, okay, like, I know I'm going to have contractions, but how do I know what a contraction feels like? But then people say, you'll know what a contraction feels like. So, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But, it's just definitely something that I think about. It's probably a little bit too early for me to start thinking about it, but I try not to worry about it. So. What?
Sorry.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, already? Now it's hitting me now.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
Oh.
My mom has already said, like,
you're going to poop yourself?
Oh, yeah. I know I'm going to shit myself. For sure. If I'm pushing, but I don't know. But no, my mom already said, like, the amount of pain that you're going to be in, you know, I wish I could just take it from you.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
Same.
But, yeah.
Same, hold on. Same.
She's sucking up over there.
What you gotta say? All right, Marvel doesn't want to talk in the mic.
No.
Okay.
Who will take more pictures of the baby?
You.
I think me too.
Of course you. I mean, because I'm just not a picture guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a rare picture.
You like a soak it in. You're like a soak it in type of guy. Like, you just like to take in the moment. But me, I like to capture the moment.
But if there's crazy parts like yesterday... speaking of which, Marvel was sleeping in a crazy way. Like, there's things like that. Like, oh, that's a, you know.
That's picture worthy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who will be quicker to call the pediatrician when the baby is sick?
Me?
I grew up in a Hispanic household, so when the baby's sick, we're going to have Vicks.
No.
We're going to pray with the egg over her. You know, all those home remedies. So, yeah, probably you.
Yeah, me. Like, literally, as soon as I sense something is wrong.
No, all she'll need is Campbell's chicken noodle soup and 7-Up. Who would be the more strict parent? You.
Me? Yeah. You're just going to let her get away with whatever.
No.
Not necessarily like that. I just mean
I'm going to think of it in a philosophic way. When she gets in trouble, I'm going to really sit and think how to approach. Because mostly, if there's anything that I don't like, I'm going to approach it with conversation.
Right.
So maybe, yeah. I mean, honestly, because our kids, all kids are like that when their parents are giving them lectures.
Yeah.
She's going to hate my lectures. She's probably never going to listen to this podcast because she's going to hear. She's going to lecture.
Like, I hear y'all talking enough.
Exactly. Because everything, I'm probably going to lecture her about everything.
Yeah.
You know, not everything, but the things that, you know, right. I'm going to be like fully explain why mm-hmm. I disagree with what she did or what she's doing, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah. I can't wait.
A little more lenient over here.
Me?
Yeah.
So you'll be more strict.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I can't wait for the time when she's of the age where she's constantly talking and asking questions.
Cause I know.
I don't know if you know. Typical. It's supposed to be the parent that gets annoyed with the kid, but I think she's at that age. She'll probably get annoyed with me because right? I'll sit there and I'll literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop talking.
Every question she has, I'll be like, well, you know, I'll try to answer right. to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll be like, well, let's Google it. See, just like the things that, you know, I didn't grow up with my parents playing video games or, you know, things like that. Like, yeah. It's just going to be a different world that she grows up in. Like, she's exactly. going to be really talked about. She's going to be on her Apple Music family plan. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
Imagine being on your parents' Apple Music family plan when you were growing up.
No.
Being on your parents' Xbox Game Pass, on your parents' Netflix
she
account.
She can have her own profile you know? Everything.
Well, Netflix is more common nowadays, but still.
She'll
like,
have her own Disney profile.
Yeah, and I know people that have kids that are, you know, around, like, you know, newborns and toddler age or, yeah. you know, of that age. You kind of already experiencing that technological shift in society, like, yeah. you know, my aunt was saying that she had her kids knowing how to use, you know, tablets and roadblocks at, like, age 2.
Yeah.
So that's just, man, that's another fascinating part. I'm so excited for this journey.
Yeah.
You know,
so much.
It's such a such a refreshing new life, I feel like. Mm-hmm. A fresh new start.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, who would be better at singing lullabies? Oh, you know that's going to be me.
Yes.
I want to sing to her all the time.
Yes, I know. I love it.
Yeah. Who would the baby look like more?
I hope you.
I hope you, though.
No, I hope you. Your eyelashes, your full
Well, judging from eyebrows. That ultrasound, she already got your forehead.
My five head? Yeah, she does already have a big forehead, you could tell.
But who? Okay, so another way to ask the question, who do you think has the more prominent features?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know if this is one of the questions, but do you think she's going to have be born with hair or no hair?
Oh.
Because we both obviously, I would think that's a prominent feature on us, is we both have long, thick hair.
We do have long, thick hair, but we've already discussed this, that you were born with a thick head of hair, and I was bald till I was almost 3. So.
Is it wrong to bet on things like that?
Will our baby have hair?
Will our baby have be born with hair? Because yes, I was born with full head of hair and you were born bald.
Yeah.
How long did she say you didn't have hair till like you were like
till I was almost 3? What? I wore a lot of headbands.
That's interesting though. Like yeah. like yeah, that might
and now
be,
my hair is so long.
If it was till 3, that might be more prominent.
That's true.
But then again, I had hair since I was born either. So it's like, you know,
I know, yeah.
It's hard to tell.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll be able to tell that, like, closer to the time when we get, like, the 3D or 4D ultrasounds, whatever D it is.
We're going to have to go back to and watch this episode when we have her and yeah. And see what we got right yes. and what we got wrong. So that'll be a good checkup episode.
For sure.
You know, just like how next week we plan to do Podception, because obviously that's the one. We have few episodes that we do once a year.
Yeah.
You know, for example, there's a little side tangent, people. Like Spotify, the Spotify top songs. We can't do that this year because, you know, they're cracking down. You know, it used to be just YouTube, and I used to be like, I don't care. YouTube can, you know, demonetize it, whatever. But right. now, like, the audio feeds are cracking down on any type of music use.
Way more strict.
Oh, the double woe, you know, that's what happens when everyone wants to have a podcast, people. You know, they got to put restrictions in place.
That's true.
So yeah, this would be a good yearly episode to have, and you know, probably be in place with that. Mm-hmm. Is a baby up, yearly baby up checkup episode.
I love it.
Yeah, so who will pack the diaper bag better?
Me.
Okay, yeah, I was, yeah,
you like,
I would pack too much, I'd be a compulsive, because I'm a compulsive packer.
That's true. We'd run out of room.
But yeah. If I'm going somewhere for a day, I'll pack like 5 pairs of undies, 5 pairs of socks.
Literally.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do we need this much?
And be like, I need 3 types of shirts, 3 shirts for each day. You know, actually, no, I need 3 short sleeves, 3 cutoffs, and 3 long sleeves for each day.
Uh-huh. And we could be going to fucking the hottest place in the world. And he'd be like, still bring some sweatpants in case I get cold. Like, but yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be a me and you, I guess, on that one.
Mm-hmm. Who would read more books to the baby?
You.
Yeah, I think me. I already I already have a whole Amazon wish list of children's and baby books
that like we read when we were little.
Oh man, like the 5 Chinese Brothers, which I don't even know if that's even a is that a cancelable book nowadays. But that was one of my favorite books. If you give a mice, if you give a mouse a cookie,
Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yes, The Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's. I know there's a bunch of. I mean, obviously there's a bunch on the freaking Amazon wish list. So yeah, I can't wait for that.
You gotta start reading to her when she's in my belly.
Yeah,
she knows.
What are those baby buds that you were telling me? Yes, showing me the other day.
Baby buds. You can just plug them into your phone, and then they like stick right here on your belly. And you can just like play songs or something on your phone. So best believe I'm gonna get that.
Yeah.
And she's already gonna be listening to Harry Styles and Taylor.
She's gonna be listening to my music.
I don't know the metal music.
You fucker, bro. Yeah. See, I can never sing or scream like the metal, yeah. That's why I love it. Like I'm that type of guy. I'll listen to like hardcore metal music and I'll just be in the car, just like because like it's in my head. I'm freaking singing along and screaming and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm curious to see whose music she's gonna take to.
Yeah,
that's what I'm really interested to see too.
Yes.
What? Yeah. You think she's gonna go on the metal side when she gets older?
I don't know.
Gosh, man. Sometimes like I want to live through it, but sometimes I just want to like if I can get on a time machine and just peek for like a minute. I just want to go.
Can you
just like,
tell me what kind of music she likes?
Right. Just like for just like fast forward 5 years for a minute and then I'll come back.
Right.
And I just want to get you take a peek, see what's going on with our lives.
That would be crazy. Can you imagine if you can do that to see her 5 years old already? Oof.
That's a hard one. That's one of those because then would you want to leave?
Exactly, right? Yeah. But then you want to see to how she gets to that point. So
that's true. Who will want more children sooner? I'm already like 2 weeks after we found out you were pregnant. I was talking about having another one.
Yeah, literally in the middle of the night, we're just laying there, you know, trying to get back to sleep, and he's just like, "Can I ask you something?" I'm like, "Sure." He's like, "What do you think about, you know, after you have this baby, you know, trying to have another one?" I was like, whoa.
I just asked, I said, if we were in a financial situation to where you can just be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, have two in a row. Why not?
Yeah. You know? I did agree.
Speed it up.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to see. But I'm literally smiling so much this episode, my cheeks are hurting.
Aw, that's sweet. Yeah, that was just one of those pipe dreams. Like in the perfect world, if we could have another one right away.
Yeah.
You know, would you?
I'd say yes. Yeah. I'd still say yes.
I wanted to. All right. Who will be ready to go on a date night without the baby first? I worry about leaving Logan by himself for a day.
I know.
Or you know, with my dad for a day. So
I'm not gonna want to leave the baby. I'm gonna be too like.
I
think we're both gonna struggle with getting there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to, that's,
it's going to be a while.
I think so too. I don't know how it is, but
yeah.
Yeah, maybe the timeline we're thinking is like we're not going to do nothing for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, so this podcast will be our, you know, this podcast is already like our mental escape because, I mean, if you don't already know, we live out in the middle of nowhere, which we love, but at the same time, we need some kind of something to keep us sane. Mm-hmm. And that's talking into a camera because we know people are listening. You know, well, very few people right now, but nonetheless, the people that are listening, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you a lot. And thank you so much. For being here because you're sharing this journey with us and
it's a very special episode for us.
Oh man, this is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Who will function better with sleep deprivation?
Oh man.
Me.
I'd say me, so maybe both of us. I guess that's good.
No, you need your sleep.
I understand that I need my sleep, but also I am most likely, even if because babies, like, you know, they, of course, you know, you in the very beginning, you'll have trouble sleeping, but they could get to a point to where they could sleep a good 6 to 7 hours if they wanted. And I already know I'm still going to be up probably every 30 minutes to an hour just checking on her. Like, yeah. You know, oh, is she okay? This is a long time for her to be asleep, you know?
Oh, I thought like, it was like who's it going to affect more? But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I think
you're going to be more. I'll be checking on her.
Yeah.
Because I'm a deep sleeper too.
Right.
But I feel like me, I can jump up. Like I can live off of, obviously as I have been, I can live off of 4 hours of sleep.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
And I feel like I'm able to function too. So I think we'll both be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Who would baby proof the home? Well, me.
Yeah. I think you'll be more focused on that too.
Yeah. You'll just have to tell me, point me in the right directions.
Right.
Okay, who will get up with the baby more in the middle of the night? See, I think, yeah, that's kind of what I thought the other one was talking about.
Yes, I thought so too.
Kind of like same, but different questions. So yeah. Let's just skip that one because it's basically the same answer because it'll be either of us.
Yeah.
Who will work most on potty training? I think you.
I think me too.
Yeah.
It's possible to have her potty trained soon. Not obviously, you know, but... You know, I really don't know what the timeline is, but I'd say between one and two she can be potty trained if you work with her enough.
Oh, okay. I've been reading all these. I forgot I took over Rena. You want to read the last two?
Oh, yeah.
But no, yeah, I agree with you on that, on the potty training one. You're right.
I like this one because I already know it's going to be you.
What?
Who will be more confused about how to assemble baby gear?
I was confused reading that question, so that's why I handed it to you. So, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 100% you over there. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
What does this do? Like, babe, that's, what, like, okay, what did, okay, there was one. I think they were receiving blankets. And he was like, you know, the ones that have like the different texture. And he was like, oh, look, little blankets to cover her with. No, those are for like burping and like, you know, other stuff. She doesn't sleep with those.
Okay. It's still, I mean, it's the same diff.
I know, but they're not as soft as regular blankets is what I'm saying. So just something like that. But yeah, when we get to the technical stuff, like I'm even nervous, like how, to me, I'm more nervous on how to use the breast pump rather than like, you know, I know I can look at, you know, a car seat or like a stroller or bassinet and like kind of know like all that stuff. And then they have so much other baby gear, like that, like the strap thing and then the everything.
Oh yeah. I want to be that dad that walks around with the baby strap.
She's just going to be strapped to you all the time.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, and the last question, who will ask family more often for parenting advice? I'd say me.
Yeah.
My mom had, it's me and my three brothers. My mom had all four of us by the time she was 24. So I think she knows a thing or two.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'd be really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for sharing this journey with us, everyone, because this is...
Thank you for beginning this journey with us.
Oh, yeah.
It's far from over. Yeah. This is just the first, you know, initial, you know, in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it is really exciting. And, you know, I'm sorry if I seem a little slower this episode. Like I said, I am a little tired.
Yeah.
But, we needed to do this. We wanted to do this. Got to catch up with this this podcast, because like I said, we're not stopping. This is the start of a new journey. I can't wait. And, you know, we're not going to, well, whatever changes we are going to make, we'll announce it at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Exciting time in the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Be looking forward to that. But as far as baby goes,
yep.
What do you think?
I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm feeling so many emotions.
Yeah, like I said, we're not going to turn this to a whole baby podcast, mm-hmm. but this is going to be exciting, sharing what's going on here and there. I'm sure we're basically going to say something, you know, mention something every episode. So just be looking forward to that, people.
Yes, definitely.
You know,
we can talk about it more freely.
Yeah. With that being said, you know, if you want to support us and help us with this baby, you know, just simply support us by, you know, checking out the Patreon, $1, people, buying the merch. We got our merch back up. Buy our merch while you can, because there's, you know, the merch that's on there now might be gone next year when we change some things up. Mm-hmm. So buy some merch while you can. That's going to definitely help with this baby. You know, if you don't want to throw a dollar at us, you can simply support us by just sharing, liking, subscribing, all that works. So yeah, thank you so much again for helping us with this journey, or not helping us, but I mean you are helping us.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is, like I said, this is therapy to us.
It really is.
So thank you so much for listening or watching. And yes. Kaylin, take us out. What do you got
to
say?
Well, if you made it this far, I just wanted to give a little bump action. I don't know if you can even see, but yeah, I got a little thing going on here. I don't know. You can see it's very little, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Beautiful. Love it.
Thanks, babe.
We love you, people. Good night.
Good night. Love y'all. Thank you.